W4HI for a radio check.
W4HI, Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo, you're really clear.
Garage in Seneca and heading up into the mountains for a little bit of Hammond. Just wanted to see if I was getting out. If I get to Greenville, I'm all good. Thanks. Name here is Bruce, W4HI.
Here's Scott. I am actually installing a light bar and cleaning up the wiring under the dash. And I have the Anytone 778UV. Here's something interesting. I've got to share it, and I got a picture. I honestly believe the radio is grounded through the antenna. I hooked up the power before the ground, and the radio lit up. Anyway, just general information. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Makes sense. I mean, if it's the shield of the antenna, it should be grounded. It is ground. That's interesting. Thanks, Scott. 73, I'll catch you on the way up to into the mountains. W4HI.
Be lurking.
JW sitting at a red light.
A mobile parking lot in rush hour, somewhere in Atlanta.
Second round sitting through the same red light. Only moved forward about 15 cars, and it turned red again.
28 marks and 29 by chance, because that's where I end up sitting through two lights. It would be three when somebody's trying to get out of the parking lot from Mr. Salsa.
Any major road going into White Hampton. CVS at Super Road does that too, and so does Buncombe coming out of Greer, which is the one I'm in right now. There's a most any roads going into White Hampton these days, you're going to wait three or four red lights to get in. Any road of any significance.
I agree with you, but I happen to know on St. Mark's, because I come up that way from work every day, I could be 15 cars back if everybody's paying attention and we all drive like we're supposed to back in the day. The light will stay green for you. But the first person that goes, oh, I'm looking at my phone and there's two car lengths in front of them, that person makes it and everybody else behind you is going to wait for another light.
We have way too many people that are fall into that category of not paying attention. When I'm driving, that's what I'm paying attention to is my driving, but not everybody does that.
Well, did you hear that my new, I don't know if all radios are that way, but I hooked up the power first, and this has what they call an auto-on. Every time I hit the ignition and I can power it up, I decided to go straight to the battery.
Exactly, on how you do that. You hooked up the power lead only, no ground to the battery whatsoever, no way for the electricity to get back to the battery or the supply, and the thing came on?
Affirmative.
Did you have, it's got a battery inside it. It's got its own battery in there, right?
If I disconnect the power from it, it dies.
You know, electricity needs a closed circuit to flow. An open circuit flow stops. And you're only saying you hooked up, you had an open circuit and you have electricity flowing. That is remarkable. You could probably patent that if that's really happening.
Working with someone else on here, he was saying that it might be grounded through the antenna. And maybe it's set up that way in here where it's using the antenna as the ground for the radio. But I still hooked up the ground anyway. I got a circuit from the battery for whatever reason. But I do have a picture to prove it because it's not supposed to work that way.
Touching the negative terminal on the battery? I mean, was your antenna touching the negative terminal on the battery?
Actually, the picture shows the entire power lead hooked up to the power and the ground wire hanging out in the open. Actually, I think it's draping over my brake pedal, which is rubber insulated.
So what does the antenna have to do with it if it's not closing the circuit? I fail to see how the antenna is involved.
The antenna has a ground on it, right? Got a conductor and then the braided ground shielding. That shielding is touched on the outside of the PL259 connector. That PL259 connector plugs into the SO239, which could be grounded to the radio itself, completing the circuit. That's how I'm seeing it at the moment. Could I be wrong?
Oh, this isn't a rubber duck. This is a shielded external antenna. Okay, now it makes sense. Yeah, I can see how that does that. Yeah, the chassis, that shield on the ground is going, most likely, if you put a volt ohm meter, you know, and you test whether there's any flow there, it's probably going, the shield of the antenna is probably going to the chassis of the radio, which is ground.
I'll be able to get you all the information necessary what I was working on, considering I have multiple new radios at the moment. But yeah, this is my mobile in the truck right now. Yeah, I just cleaned up all the wiring under the dash, and now I'm getting ready to put my light bar wiring in.
Okay, what threw me was you said 5R, and I'm thinking UV5R. UV5R, that's a handheld. That's a Bofang handheld, not in any tone, right?
I could have. You know, I am getting older. I have more gray. Well, I've always had more gray than regular. Anyway, I'm on my any tone in the truck right now. But who knows what I was talking about earlier. I can't remember what I had for breakfast. Anyway, Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo for ID.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet. Kind of hungry. Well, I guess I did. I had a slice of whole grain cake or something like that. Anyway, it was all right, but I'm starting to get hungry again. You know, it is after lunch now already. It's 1 o'clock already.
Oh, wow. Time flies when you're having fun rewiring. Yeah, I had a big old pancake for breakfast with some syrup on it. And so I do remember my wife when she cooks something from scratch. I'm definitely there. But, 1 o'clock. My daughter goes to work at 1:30. I better clean up my mess out here in the driveway. That way I don't look so bad when I drive away.
I got that mystery salt. You started fading away there, too. I noticed there must be something going on in the atmosphere, because one minute the repeater's solid as a rock, and the next minute I hear white noise on the same people.
True, really good. I think I'm on low power. But and we were talking on the repeater a couple days ago, and all three of us had a little bit of static and noise in the background, so we figured it was the repeater, not us.
Engine temperature or something like that. Something going on. Anyway, after three lights, I made it through that one and coming out of Buncombe on White Hampton, and then now I'm at North Buncombe. Coming out of whatever that road is that goes through Center of Greer. So I made it one block. This is my fifth time waiting through a light.
Think about going the long way around. Boy, that's been a long time at a light. I mean, I'm ready to start working on my light bar. I'm finished with my radio already. That went well. I did get a delivery. My bore sight came in. My laser bore sighter came in for putting scopes on. So I'm going to tinker with that this evening.
I made it into the Staples parking lot. I got to run a couple of returns in here, and I think you're right. I need to think about an alternative route, even if it's a lot longer. Because I wasted 30 minutes sitting through six lights there. Anyway, at least that's what it seemed like. Anyway, I got to run these in Staples. I'll be out in a little bit. W4DJW. All
right, Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
W4DJW Mobile.
HKX Mobile. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Patrick. What's today? Tuesday? Yep. Tuesday, you're over there near Cherrydale?
Yes, sir. All day.
Back in the swing of things?
Fighting this morning. Big gunfight and then arrested.
Oh, wow. Anybody, I hope nobody got hurt seriously.
A couple bruises and busted knuckles, but got hauled off in the fancy little bracelets.
Sometimes it comes to that. Did you hear yesterday, I think it was, I saw, maybe it might have been the day before, might have been Sunday, there was a shooting on White Hampton at Edwards Mill Road, and the woman that got shot died, and they, you know, within hours, they caught the guy that did it and arrested him for murder.
Yesterday, and then there was another one on 85, wasn't there? Another car shooting.
That one. I figured it must be road rage or something, or my wife said maybe he knew her. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. I haven't heard anything else since then.
no telling with people anymore.
Bit of maneuvering to get on Whitehampton. It's kind of a trick to get on Whitehampton nowadays, you know?
On there where Locust Hill and Buncombe come together?
That whole area around Staples and all that stuff that's going on over there. I'm away from it now, going down toward CVS, toward Greenville. It'll get bad over there, too. And it's almost like any time of day anymore. It used to be only during certain times of the day that it was like that. Now, it's any time I get out here, no matter what time it is.
Anything after about 6 o'clock a.m. until probably 9 o'clock in the evening, it's that late.
I remember when I wouldn't go to Haywood Road because it was like that. It was constantly like that. Now here we are. Haywood Road brought over to Greer.
I can still remember when Whitehampton was two-lane right there.
When my family moved here the first time, I guess I was about 6 or 8 years old, and Whitehampton was a two-lane road all the way from Spartanburg to Greenville. Two lanes, that's it.
That's the last part of that under this red light.
Moved out here to Greenville from Michigan, or to Greer, well, no, it was Taylor's. When we moved to Taylor's from Michigan, Whitehampton was a two-lane road all the way from Spartanburg to Greenville, and part of it was gravel. It wasn't even paved.
That part of it, but I remember when D&D Ford used to be right there on the corner where Walgreens and all that down through that way, when it was two lanes through there. But it is grown up through
there. Imagine it'd be like it is now. Can you imagine another 50 years? In another 50 years, it'll be unrecognizable again.
Well, hey, have you heard anything about W4EY doing a amateur extra class?
I heard he's going to do one this year, an amateur extra class. Well, you know I think a lot of that's based on how many people they get to sign up. I think they plan it, and then if they get enough people to sign up, then they do it. But usually he has me put it on the repeater so that people know about it, and he hasn't done that so far. So I don't know if it's just too early or what, but I have heard other people talk about him having one or extra at the beginning of this year.
I want to try to get in on that if he does. That's why I was trying to find out more information about it before I miss it.
He was writing on the reflector. I can put that question out there on the reflector if you want me to, if you're not a member of Greer.
But if you don't mind, if you can find out some more information, or I can email him. I've got his email address.
Actively, it'd be doing the same thing as if you email him. So I'm pretty sure he is, but you might want to get some dates from him. And if you talk to him, I haven't heard from him yet on when he wants to put up the advertisement about it.
We'll see what I can find out, but if you hear something before I do.
Sure thing, no problem.
What are we doing today?
Some packages in the mail, two of them, one to post office and two to Staples. Two UPSs and one U.S. Post. Returns for my wife. They've been sitting there at the door for a while. I asked her yesterday, what are these boxes? And she said, they're for you to take tomorrow to have one to the post offices and then two to Staples. So I had to get that done today while I was thinking about it, because if I get busy doing something else, I'll forget and they'll close and it'll be too late.
Okay, I'll read them more. You know, I recognize the KMR. I can't get all of it. But, guys, I'm pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. And good to talk to you today, Dave. And y'all have a safe one. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear.
I'll be on Zoom meeting tonight. Take care. Be safe. KRATMR, go ahead. W4DJW.
DJW, KRATMR. I was just for kicks. I've got an ICOM R7000 receiver, and I got it on a disc cone at 20 feet in the side yard here. And I was I've been looking for about a week or so now to see if there's any traffic on the 900 megahertz repeaters that are nearby. Not exactly so nearby. I think one's over near Pickens or something. They haven't heard anything. And then I thought, I'm going to put 146.01 in there and see how much I can pick up on the input. And it's amazing. I guess that VHF goes pretty far, because I'm hearing you especially just fine on the input. I'm up here in Taylor, so I'm near Lynn Road and Locust Hill Road.
Yeah, that's because we're only a couple of miles apart. I'm over here just under Lake Robinson, just south of Lake Robinson, off 290. If you come down Lynn Road to Greenville Tech, I could throw a rock from my house and almost hit Greenville Tech, right there where the Sphinx Station is, and you know where that, I think that's Rutherford Road that crosses, or maybe not Rutherford, maybe it's something else, McElhaney, that's what it is, it's McElhaney crosses right there. So we're only a couple of miles apart, and 2 meters, that distance, normal.
Yeah, that's nothing for 2 meters. I ran into a guy yesterday. He's real close to my subdivision. He's within, he says he can look out his window, and he's looking right at Sandy Flat Road and Lynn Road. So he's real close to me. You know, they've been doing all this work on the road, and they got up here by Lynn and 290 yesterday, and about 3 o'clock, Jane goes to turn the water on, and she just about had time to get her hands underneath the water, and it went off on her. And I'm like, I paid the bill. I know I paid the bill. I was late last month because we just left one bank and went to another one. And I'm thinking that they turned me off, and what it was they ran that, they ran their backhoe into the pipe, and so they messed up the main, and we were without water for about 6 hours.
About that, I was on yesterday when you were talking to Scott, who lives up there off Lynn Road. I've been over to Scott's house several times, hanging antennas. So I used to live up off Jackson Grove, and we'd use Lynn Road to get over here all the time. So I'm really familiar with that area that you're talking about over there. But anyway, I got a, I think you said your name was Stephen. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. What's your first name?
My name's Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And I'm just a couple of miles away from you. Not far at all. But anyway, I'm back home. So I got to get back in the house and get some lunch and then get back to some coding. But anyway, it's good talking to you. Good to hear you in the area. Nice to hear you more than, you know, a day in a row. That's good. Good to hear you on the air. And good luck with your 900 megahertz search. I don't know where there's any 900 megahertz repeaters or in this area. Probably Pickens is probably the closest. But anyway, good luck with that search, W4DJW.
Dave, I just was curious to see if there were any. I've got a I have like a bandpass filter that I got from a previous job when I was in water and wastewater because they use telemetry in that band. And this thing's got, it's a cavity filter, and it's got about 7 cavities in it. So it really notches out that band. And I thought it would be kind of cool to get a radio that does that band, but I don't think there's anything around here. Anyway, nice talking to you, Dave. Look forward to you again. 7-3, carry to Mark.
I'm DJ W. Clear.
AWR, KA3JCA.
Like I was telling him, I was just curious to see what I could run into on the input, and by coincidence, the two guys that were talking, Dave and another guy, they're both very close to my house. And, but I mean, it's not too surprising. 2 meters goes pretty good. I've heard people that were down on Woodruff Road near you, and I don't hear them well enough to copy them, but I can tell they're there. The R7000 has, it's got wideband FM, and then it's got narrowband FM, and if you flip a switch on the back of it, you get really narrowband FM, like probably what this radio is doing. And so I got it as narrow as it'll go, and it picks up 2 meters really good on a disc cone in the backyard here. I'm going to have a doctor's, I want to get in the shower real quick. I got a virtual video appointment with a doctor, and then well, I'm hoping that sometime I can figure out, maybe you can help me figure out how to get on that TGIF. And I've also noticed that, you know, like I was telling you in a text message, I think, there's a few states that are nearby on there, but the states I'd like to have are Tennessee and Ohio. I'd like to see if I can run into any of my old friends up in Ohio on this radio, you know, the digital radio. Man, I love that thing. I'm not going to discredit you. You really helped me out quite a bit. But the nail in the coffin there was, that's a bad analogy. But the last thing was when I was helped to get the frequency adjusted on the hotspot so that it lined up better with the radio. And so now I got no more bit error rates, and everybody's coming in crystal clear, and I always manage to get out. So it's working a whole lot better right now. I can't figure out why NOAA weather is messed up on there, though.
To help you take that. Yeah, I was going to just tell you real quick. If you scroll down through your zones, you should have a zone called 50 States. And then you just go up and down by turning that center knob, and it finds the state that you want to talk to, like Ohio, Tennessee, whatever. It's in there. It was programmed in your radio, all 50 states. So it's there. But I was also going to tell you that your friend Chandler that you were talking to on DMR, he's also, you know, he lives there near you, KO4WWZ, but he was telling me that he was out there as a flagger working that road crew thing where your water main broke yesterday. He said they're back out there again today.
I made a trip to the junk food window, and they were out there. I didn't know Chandler was one of them, though. That's pretty cool.
He usually has his DMR radio with him, and he runs his hotspot and so forth like that. But I just thought you might want to know that you've talked to him before at DMR, and he's just down the road there flagging cars around the water break. So, all right, go get your shower there, and we'll talk to you later. KA3JCA.
It's almost like tit for tat. Last time I talked to you, you had to go get a shower. But, no, I really need to, man. I look pretty horrible, even on video. So I don't, even though I'm only having a video conference with the doctor, I still want to look halfway decent. I'm losing a lot of hair. If it gets greasy, you can really tell they all stick together. And if you got 50 hairs, you only got 25 because they're stuck together. And you can really tell that I'm getting that male pattern baldness going on at the top now. My grandpa, my dad's dad, he was, he got that at some point. Anyway, so what? So much for vanity, right? 73, I'll look for you again. Thanks for popping in there.
All right, Steve, talk to you later. KA3JCA, clear. Go to JCA.